One of the difficulties of the time of absinthe is Shia's separation from their imam and being deprived of seeing his matchless countenance. As the long absence began, the people waiting for him have always wished to see that handsome and virtuous imam. At the time of the short absence, Shiites had relationship with Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, through the specific representatives. Some of them were even blessed with the opportunity to meet Imam Mahdi, as there are some hadiths in this regard. However, at the time of the long absence, this relationship is completely cut off, and it is by no means possible to meet Imam Mahdi by person. Is it possible to see Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him? To find the answer, stay with Brilliant Star. Is it possible to see Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him?
Seeing the beloved one. Some religious scholars believe that even now it is possible to meet Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, and it has happened many times. The stories of such people as Allama Bahrul Ulum, Muqaddas Ardabili, Sayyid bin Tawus, etc., who met Imam Mahdi, are very well known and are cited in religious scholars' books. But it is necessary to pay attention to some points about meeting Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him. First, sometimes meeting Imam Mahdi happens when the person feels very miserable, and sometimes it happens when the person doesn't feel miserable. In other words, Imam Mahdi sometimes meets people to help them out of the feeling of misery and loneliness. Examples of this kind of meeting have happened when people have lost the way on their way toward Mecca for the pilgrimage, and Imam Mahdi or one of his companions save them. Most of the meetings are of this kind. But sometimes the meeting hasn't happened at the time of misery. Rather, the person has met Imam Mahdi due to his exalted spiritual dignity. Second, during the long absence, especially at our time, some people have tried to gain popularity or make a fortune by claiming meeting Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him. They misled many people in their behaviors and beliefs by such a claim. These people sometimes recommend people to recite some prayers and perform some acts which don't have any real basis. They ask people to participate in classes with unacceptable content in which they enunciate people with the imminent advent of Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him. This way, they introduce meeting Imam Mahdi as a simple and easily obtained wish. But the fact is that Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, is absent on the command of God and won't show himself to anybody except a handful of people whose rescue depends on Imam Mahdi's favor. Third, a person can meet Imam Mahdi only if Imam deems it expedient. Therefore, if a person has the highest level of affection and enthusiasm that a lover may have and tries his best for meeting Imam Mahdi, but it doesn't happen, he shouldn't get disappointed and consider it as a sign of Imam's ignoring him. In a similar manner, when a person meets Imam Mahdi, it doesn't mean that he has reached perfection in virtues and piety. To put it in a nutshell, although seeing the brilliant face of Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, and talking to him is a great felicity, our Imams, especially Imam Mahdi, haven't asked their followers to try to see them and to isolate themselves from people and wander in deserts in order to achieve this goal. Instead, It is strongly emphasized in Imam's hadith that Shiites should always remember Imam Mahdi and pray for his advent and try to satisfy him by their words and deeds. Shiites should take measures to help fulfill his great goals so that everything becomes ready for his advent as soon as possible, and the entire world is endowed with his presence and favors. Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, said himself, "Pray a lot for my advent to happen sooner, because it is your disentanglement."
Before occultation era, our infallible imams had some strategies to prepare the Shia society for occultation era. We know that there was two kinds of occultation in Islamic history according to the Shia idea: the minor occultation and the major occultation. Minor occultation started from the year 262 to 329, and the major occultation started from the year 329 until now. And one of the tactics of the infallible imams is preparing deputyship in their relation with Shiite society. From Imam Qasim alayhi salam, peace be upon him, he appointed different deputies in different regions acting as his deputy in answering the Shiite society's questions and gathering some alms and payments and something like this. So deputyship from Imam Qasim alayhi salam's era until the Imam Hasan Askari's era continued preparing this Shiite society to refer to these deputies. Of course, they're preparing this Shiite society to refer to these deputies. Of course, there were different deputies, definite and specific deputies and general deputies. The second tactic was that they were preparing the Shia society by reporting them about the occultation era. We find a lot of traditions, even from Holy Prophet, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein and different imams preparing the society for the occultation era. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that the occultation era will continue so long that some people will be disappointed. So by these traditions, by reporting about the occultation era situation, Holy Imams were preparing the society for occultation era.
Did Imams in occultation era differ to determine duty of followers?
Yeah. Also, in these traditions, the duties of the followers of Imam Mahdi and those people who will await for Imam Mahdi are mentioned. For example, in one tradition, also Imam Sadiq alayhi salam himself says that in ghaiba or occultation era, you must wait. It is not important whether you see your imam or not. Only you must follow your duties and act as a pious Muslim. If you do so, it is like this, that you are fighting near and around Imam Mahdi and you are help him. According to this verse, it is not important whether we visit our imam in occultation era or not. Only it is important that we behave as a pious Muslim.
A short absence. Social events and phenomena need preparation, and a situation should be created in which people can accept these events. The phenomenon of absence is no exception. In the past, Shiites could meet their imam whenever they wished and could take advantage of their presence. But after the absence, they couldn't meet their imam. If it happened without preparation, it would have been unexpected and intolerable. For the same reason, the previous imams familiarized Shiites with this phenomenon little by little. Since the time of the ninth imam, who is Imam Jawad, peace be upon him, the issue of absence was proposed more seriously in different ways, paying attention to having representatives, which had started since the time of Imam Baqir and Imam Sadiq, visiting people behind a curtain and communicating with people by a specific representative. These measures made absence more acceptable for Shiites. In this way, they wouldn't face a strange phenomenon named absence. Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, guided people through his specific representatives for 70 years. It was done for three reasons. First, it was a temporary measure to prepare people for the long absence. Second, it was done to stabilize the existence and legitimacy of Imam Mahdi. And third, he intended to teach people to refer to religious scholars. In other words, we can mention three reasons for the short absence. Proving the existence of Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, considering his secret birth, preparing people for entering the long absence, and practicing referring to representatives and religious scholars. The short absence is referred to a period of Imam Mahdi's life in which he was hidden for a limited time. This period started from the martyrdom of Imam Hassan Askari in 260 AH and lasted until the death of the last representative of Imam Mahdi in 329 AH. So the short absence lasted for 69 years. During this period, Imam Mahdi was hidden and nobody knew where he lived. But his contact with Shiites didn't stop, and Shiites could solve their problems through his specific representatives. During this time, Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, had chosen four representatives for himself. Their names and the order of their responsibility are Abu Amri, Usman bin Said Amri, from 260 AH until his death, which was probably in 267 AH. Abu Ja'far, Muhammad bin Usman Amri, after his father's death until 305 AH. Abul Qasim Hussein bin Ruh Nobakhti, from 305 to 326 AH, and Abul Hassan Ali bin Muhammad Samouri, from 326 to 329. 6 days before his death, he received a letter of command from Imam Mahdi in which Imam had predicted his time of death. The content of this letter suggests the end of the short absence and specific representation and the beginning of the long absence and general representation.
I want to explore a bit this concept, one of the angles of why and how this is a gift. Does the Imam need our dua? Think of that. Does the Imam need the dua? Is it such that if the Imam does not receive the charity, if we don't give a charity, as I said, we give the child to give the charity for the Imam, if we don't do that, is Allah not going to protect the Imam? If we're told that in the dua that begins with Allahumma kulli waliyik, that we pray for the health of the Imam, We pray that Allah is his guide. Allah enables him to set up his government, his rule on the face of the earth. Allah is not going to do that. Does the Imam need this dua? Think about it. I don't think the Imam needs that. Just one small proof for that is the verse that talks about Allah and the angels sending salawat on the Holy Prophet. In Surah Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Allah and the angels are sending their salawat on the Prophet. Now we know the salawat is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. It includes all the imams. So the Holy Quran is telling us that Allah is sending his blessings and salawat on the Holy Prophet and his progeny, the imams. Whether we send our salawat, whether we ask Allah to send our salawat, or we don't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends that. So if the imam does not need that supplication, he doesn't need the charity, he doesn't need any of this dua, and Allah is going to be protecting him anyway. Allah wants him to be alive so that the purpose of creation, one of the purposes, one of the destinations of humanity, which is to have a global government of justice, that justice spreads throughout the universe before the end of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely not going to allow anything to happen to the person who has this responsibility. And that's why the imam is in the occultation. We have dua that says that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put him in occultation to protect him. So if the imam does not need that, then why are we told to make this supplication? Why are we told to ask Allah? One of the reasons, not all, but one of the reasons is this, that when we pray for the imam, if we are told to perform the dua that Allahumma arrifni nafsak or Allahumma kulli waliyik on a daily basis, or we do Ilahi azum al bala, if we perform Ilahi azum al bala on a daily basis, or the other supplications that in them we're praying for the imam in dua al ahad, Allahumma ajjil farajahu wa sahil makhrajahu wa awsa' manhajahu wa asluk bi mahajjatah, all the way to the end, all these duas that we are making for the imam, if we do that on a daily basis, the effect of it is that it keeps the memory of the imam alive in us. If we do it right, remember, we're not supposed to read these du'as. We're not supposed to just memorize them. We're supposed to pay attention and see what words we are saying and what words we are uttering. We're not just saying some words that don't have any meaning. No, they have a lot of meaning beneath them. If we pay attention to that and we recite the du'a for that intention, it keeps the memory of the imam alive in us. If we are praying for the imam truly from the bottom of our heart, imagine if you knew somebody is praying for you, will you not pray for them? If you and I pray for the imam knows that we are praying for him. Do you think the imam is not going to pray for you and I? Special du'as, because he prays for all of the Shia. The effect of all of that, my remembrance, the imam praying for me. Add to that the ahadith that say if you pray for a mu'min brother, the angels are going to make that du'a for you. Is there anyone that is any more mu'min than the 12th imam, ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif? If you pray for the imam, do you think the angels are not going to be praying for you? So the outcome of the prayers that we have for the imam is that actually it is going to be benefiting us. We need to pray for the imam to keep his memory alive in our lives, to be able with that, to become in line with the Imam, the conclusion would be that we become prepared for the coming of the Imam, that we need, again, when it comes to the appearance of the Imam and that responsibility, it is we, the people, that need him. So really, it is us that need these supplications. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives good health to our Imam. We pray that Allah hasten his return, and we pray that we are of his closest companions, inshallah.
Mahdi is the warden of love, not wrath. The infinite mercy. Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, addresses his apostles and says, "Return to the people of Mecca and want them to believe and accept no excuse. If your God's mercy had not surrounded everything, and I'm that infinite divine mercy, I would definitely return toward them as they had removed the excuse which existed between them and their God and me." Here, Imam uncovers a secret which not every conscience can tolerate or not every heart can bear. Here, a bit of the sense of the divine remnants is mentioned, and yet by speaking God's tongue, who says, "As the divine mercy includes everything, from animals to humans, pagans to Muslims, the wretched to the blessed, and everything and everybody he is, God's claws of mercy encompasses him, and I'm that divine mercy that God has propagated in the whole universe. Since I'm the divine plausible of mercy, if once again the people of Mecca come to me and ask for forgiveness, that divine mercy will be applied on them. And since they won't repent and won't give up their ugly deeds, therefore you yourself go to them and take the oppressed one's revenge. Hence, they will return to the people of Mecca like friends." It's obvious how this divine mirror of traits has started his move from the beginning and on the first day with pleasant allocution and wise language, and teaches the lesson of forgiveness and tolerance to his followers in the first place, and teaches his companions mercy and compassion in the first class, and introduces himself as the divine plausible of mercy. And again, His Majesty, in the endorsement he sends to Abu Ja'far Hemyeri, and instructs him the Nutbah prayer, which is a very elegant prayer full of points on knowing the Imam, introduces himself in this way and orders him to call the Supreme Warden of God like this: "Peace be with you, the hoisted flag, the overflowing knowledge, the one who comes for rescue, the plausible of mercy, and the promise that will never violate." The very interpretation is also inducted in His Majesty's prayer, known as Ali Yasin prayer, which has been issued on behalf of the Holy Imam. And in the same way that his grand ancestor, the Honorable Prophet, is mercy for the universe and has the honor of getting this medal of munificence by God. "And we did not send you but as the mercy for the whole universe." Therefore, God has assigned him as the accomplisher of his argument, and he is the mercy for the whole world. Besides, at the time of the beginning of Islam, the Holy Prophet did not find the chance to distribute the plausible of mercy, although he himself was the mercy for the entire universe. But not all people accepted this divine mercy. But the sacred existence of His Honor, Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, will make His plausible of mercy appear not just for the entire world, but for the whole world, and will make all the universe exceed His supreme kindness, and it's Him who will ever materialize this prophetic mission and will realize the wish of the prophets and the saints, especially the Honorable Prophet and the guiding Imams. And as God has said, the earth will become full of mercy and kindness by him.
I will tell you in this program about one information center about Imam Mahdi and Mahdiism. Means the universal center of Wali al-Asr. This is the first universal study center concerning studies about Imam Mahdi and Mahdiism, means awaited world savior. It was founded in 1993. By Ayatollah Bahrul Ulum Mirda Mahdi. This center has a lot of many different activities about the topic I referred to. Some of them conducted sessions specialized in the following topics. For example, the necessity for a world savior. This was the title of some sessions, which conducted yearly in some cities of Iran, in Isfahan, in different places. Studies about Akhir al-Zaman, last days, last ages, protecting the youth during the occultation of Imam al-Mahdi, or understanding Imam al-Mahdi. We have a lot of titles of sessions about Imam Mahdi which are conducted by this center. If you visit and see this website, it has many books which published by this center, many rich topics, including books, articles, the texts of sessions and conferences. For example, some the book of Awaited Savior, awaiting the perspective of responsibilities. This is the very good title about the Mahdism and the responsibilities of waiting peoples. The major occultation and our responsibilities in this age, because one who awaits Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, should do some good duties. He will be prepare himself for coming Imam Mahdi at the last ages, at the end of the time. We are waiting for the man who will complete the world, who will establish the global state, global government, willing God, in every corner of the world. He will spread justice. I cannot await him easily. It has some duties to do. If you refer to this website, I mean www.imammahdi.com. This was the address of this website, which is located in Iran, in Isfahan, and researched about the Imam Mahdi from the point of view of Shia in Islam. You can see some good news, good books, good articles, and good text in this website.